So we're here in the centre. We've hooked up the media radio. It's blaring out in the background there, and the kids are hearing their radio interviews for the first time, and a few shocked faces. So we're here with Catherine. Could you just tell us a bit how you found the exhibition so far, the space?
It's a really unique project. The first thing that struck me was the work on the mural where seeing sombreros and sunshine, I didn't think I was quite in Cork, you know. But then when I went and saw the mural in Cork, people introduced me to it, and the young people from Nicaragua and Colombia showed me what they'd painted. I was really, really taken aback by it. It's a great project. It's really exciting. The bus trip was exciting. Seeing the photo collage and hearing the young Colombian people talk about it was really interesting. So just very impressed.
Yeah, and the rest, like the sculpture and the photographic and all that, are you impressed with those as well?
Absolutely. The sculpture greets you as you walk in. I'm looking forward to seeing it grow. Yeah. And obviously it's grown in the last 3 weeks. The photographic exhibition, how to make photographs, you can see all the work and all the interaction with the young people, and there's just smiles on everyone's faces. So from videos to radio to photographs to murals to photo montages to graffiti and bus journeys back into a city full of activity. It's great to see it in Emmett Place as well. I'm really pleased.
And I wasn't there now myself this morning, so could you tell what's going on there this morning, or what did you see when you were down there today?
I saw young people writing down their dreams, which was just really exciting. The preparation of the postcard, I spoke to particularly some people from the Cork group, from Okra and from Mayfield, and they were talking about their interaction with the Nicaraguans and the Colombians, and they're all feeling a real sense of loss because it's coming towards the end, but it's a great celebration at the moment as well, so I'm glad the weather's held out.
Yeah. And was it only young people who were adding their dreams, or were the older generation also sharing their dreams?
There were some older people in the tent at the time and looking at the videos and grabbing their piece of pizza and coming back over to see what was
there. Free pizza?
There was pizza from the pizza and Pulcinella outside the Opera House. So people were kind of wondering what was happening next door in the tent with all the wonderful arms locked together. And you could see all the images around the Opera House. And there's just a huge energy in the centre of the city and here.
Yeah, and is there still the chalk paintings on the ground in Emmett Place?
There is, yeah. They're like a journey in itself. And once again, you get a sense of people dreaming of what can happen and what has happened.
And you think this might be the start of maybe more of this kind of happenings in both Cork and Ireland and maybe the whole world, like more murals being painted, more dancing and playing on the streets, and you know, more dreams being shared?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's particularly good for Ireland. I know it hasn't happened that much in the past, and I know that these kind of things can only really be stepping stones for the future, certainly in terms of how local authority organisations look on these kind of projects. I think that's very welcome and creates a huge energy, so I'd imagine that there's a future, and I'm sure there's a future within the contacts that have been made here with this project. Mayfield Community Arts Centre really should be commended for their work and their commitment and their work within Mayfield, I suppose, as well, and all the people from Mayfield that have backed this and supported it. So congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm only a little bit involved now, I'm just doing a bit of media, but I'm messing. and then let's say in the more necessarily the bigger kind of art world, like, you know, what kind of input does this make into the art world? Does it even get a look in? Is it discussed? Is it all about still about galleries and, you know, top stuff happening? Galleries are is this, you know, the more community and the things and you know, making these beautiful experiences for kids, is that starting to be seen as something which is really, really an important part of this whole art world?
Art in context and very different environments are developing and growing in Ireland, so they're moving beyond galleries and moving to different spaces and urban spaces and country environments. Mayfield has always worked with professional artists introducing creative experiences and encouraging and recognising work that's done at every level, and I think that that itself has an influx within the art world, because the artists that are here then go back to their environment and share their experiences. And so a lot more artists and arts colleges and arts organisations are focused on creating art with other people in other environments. So it can only grow.
So to wrap up this whole dream sharing, have you any dreams to share? I know it can be a hard thing just on the spot to ask this, but should we see? We'll give it a blast.
I wish that everyone in Cork and many from people from Ireland would have been able to come to this project, as well as many other community-based projects in Cork 2005. And I hope that this project, remaining not only in memories but in active presentation, will continue to grow.
Well, thank you very much.